ಜಯ ಗೋಪೀ ಜನವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರಾ ವನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ಜಯ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಜಯೋ ರಾಧಾ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಸುಂದರ ರಾಧಾ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಸುಂದರ ರಾಧೇ ಜಯೋ ರಾಧಾ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಸುಂದರ ರಾಧಾ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಸುಂದರ ರಾಧೇ ಜಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬಲರಾಮ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬಲರಾಮ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬಲರಾಮ ಜಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬಲರಾಮ ಜಯ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ 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 ಜಯ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ 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 ಜಯ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಜಯ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವ್ರಜಾಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಶತ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಎಸಿ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವ್ರಜಾಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಶತ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಕಿ ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರಾ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಸಿಕ್ಸ್ ಗೋ ಸ್ವಾಮೀಸ್ ಕಿ ಪ್ರೇಮ್ ಸೆ ಕಹೋ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸ್ತಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದಕಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೋಪಗೋಪಿನಾಥ್ ಶ್ಯಾಮಕುಂಡ ರಾಧಾಕುಂಡ ಗಿರಿ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ್ ಧಾಮ್ ಕಿ ಶ್ರೀ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಧಾಮ್ ಕಿ ನವದೀಪ್ ಮಾಯಾಪುರ್ ಧಾಮ್ ಕಿ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ್ಪುರಿ ಧಾಮ್ ಕಿ ಗಂಗಾ ಮಾಯಿ ಜಮುನಾ ಮಾಯಿ ಕಿ ತುಳಸಿ ದೇವಿ ಭಕ್ತಿ ದೇವಿ ಕಿ ಬೃಹದ್ ಮೃದಂಗಾ ಕಿ ಸಾಮವೇದ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದಕಿ ಪ್ರಸಾದಂ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಷನ್ ಕಿ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸಿಡೆಂಟಲ್ ಬುಕ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಷನ್ ಕಿ all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga. Namah Vishnu Daya Krishna Vishnaya Bhutaleshya Mitradana Swami Dhanami. Vancha Kalpataru Vyashya Kripa Sundu Vyaya Vachara Padit Nam Pavane Vyaya Vaishnaya Vyaya Namanama. Thank you very much for being here today. I seek your blessings, everyone here, especially Prabhupada disciples, senior devotees, everybody online. Please, please bless so that something can be spoken for our further advancement. And if I make any good points, it's all credit goes to Guru, Guru Parampara, my Shiksha Gurus. And if I say something wrong, please correct me. Thank you very much. So we are on the Canto 3, Chapter 14, Pregnancy of Deity in the Evening. We are on Shloka 47. Yat prasadat idam vishvam prasidati yad atmakam sa swadrug bhava bhagavan yasya toshate nanyaya drusha yat prasadadidam vishvam prasidati yadatmakam sa sadrug bhagavan yasya toshyate nanyaya drusha yat prasadadidam vishvam prasidati yadatmakam sa swadrug bhagavan yasya toshate nanyaya drusha yat prasadadidam vishvam prasidati yadatmakam sa sadrug bhagavan yasya toshate nanyaya drusha idam vishvam prasidati yadatmakam sa sadrug bhagavan yasya toshyate nanyaya drusha yat prasadadidam vishvam prasidati yadatmakam anyasya toshyate nanyaya drusha prasadatmakam vishvam natiyadatmakam masasade kasya toshyate nanyaya drusha yat prasadadidam vishvam prasidati yadatmakam sa sadrut bhagavan yasya toshyate nanyaya drusha. So om, please sing, say with me. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Narayanam namaskrityam naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayamudirayet nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtake. Hare Krishna, thank you again. Last time I forgot to say the words, and this time I was really focusing, so I forgot to say the prayers. Yat, by whose? Prasadat, mercy of. Idam, this. Vishwam, universe. Prasidati, becomes happy. Yadatmakam, yadatmakam. Whose? Because of his omnipotence.
सह ही स्वदृक् टेकिंग स्पेशल केयर फॉर हिज डिवोटीज भगवान द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड यस्य हुज तोष्यते becomes pleased ananyaya without deviation drusha by intelligence translation and purport by his divine grace AC Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai everyone will be pleased please repeat everyone will be pleased with him because is the personality of Godhead, the supreme controller of the universe, is always satisfied with a devotee who does not wish for anything beyond him. Purport. The supreme personality of Godhead is situated in everywhere as the super soul and he can dictate to anyone and everyone as he likes. The would-be grandson of Diti, who was predicted to be a great devotee, would be liked by everyone, even by the enemies of his father, because he would have no other vision besides the supreme personality of Godhead. A pure devotee of the Lord sees the presence of his worshipable Lord everywhere. Again, a pure devotee of the Lord sees the presence of his worshipable Lord everywhere. The Lord reciprocates in such a way that all living entities in whom the Lord is dwelling as the super soul, also like a pure devotee, because the Lord is present in their hearts and can dictate to them to be friendly to his devotee. There are many instances in history wherein even the most ferocious animal became friendly to a pure devotee of the Lord. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Adnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Such a great verse. Krishna is so kind that even the most ferocious animals, they become friendly to a pure devotee. And Krishna is so kind that a pure devotee of a Lord sees the presence of his worshipable Lord everywhere. And that reminds me of actually three verses. One is in the Narsingha Dev prayer. Please sing with me if you like. Ito Narsimho Parato Yarsimho Yato Yato Yami Tato Narsimho. So Krishna, Prahlad Maharaj saw Narsingadev everywhere. In Bhagavad Gita 6.30, if you know, please sing. Yo mam pashyati sarvatra sarvam cha mai pashyati cha mai pashyati tasyaham na pranashyami tasyaham na pranashyami sa cha me na pranashyati Chamena pranashyati. For those who see me everywhere and see all things in me, I am never lost, nor are they ever lost to me. So seeing Krishna everywhere, there's a wonderful, wonderful class by Amrendra Prabhu if you ever get a chance. I have already repeated it once. It's amazing. And then in Chaitanya Charitamrita in Bengali, this is very favorite verses. Madhya Leela, chapter 8 to 74. Sthavara jangama dekhe, dekhat na dekhe tara murti.
स्थावर जंगम देखे ना देखे तारा मूर्ति सर्वत्र हय निज इष्ट देव स्फूर्ति सर्वत्र हय निज इष्ट देव स्फूर्ति. And the translation of this goes, the Mahabhagavat, the advanced devotee, certainly sees everything mobile and immobile. But he does not exactly see their forms. Rather, he immediately sees manifested forms of the Supreme Lord. And there is a very long purport for this, for Chaitanya Charitamrita is a long purport. And Srila Prabhupada writes about devotees' deep ecstatic love for Krishna, how the Mahabhagavat sees Krishna everywhere and nothing else. And he says, because the key is, but as Brahma Samhita says, Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadeva Rudhayeshu Vilokayanti. As soon as devotee sees something, be it movable or inert, he immediately remembers Krishna. An advanced devotee is advanced in knowledge. And this knowledge is natural to a devotee. For he has already read in the Bhagavad Gita, and then he says, say, Bhagavad Gita, devotee read, Rasoham apsu kaunteya, meaning, I am the taste of water. So he read, I am the taste of water. So then, a devotee drinks water or any other liquid, I don't know if this includes intoxication, he immediately remembers Krishna. So devotee immediately remembers Krishna. And he says, for a devotee, there is no difficulty in awakening Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day. One time Prabhupada said, you know, you think about Krishna and then you can dream about Krishna. And then he said, really funny, I dream about eating parathas. This is what Prabhupada said. Can you imagine Prabhupada, such a simple-hearted devotee, such a pure devotee. He immediately remembers Krishna. He cannot forget Krishna. The gopis sit in meditation. Just a couple of days ago we were hearing in the class. They're sitting in the meditation trying to forget Krishna. And then one gopi starts with, you know, Krishna was enacting this pastime. And then the other gopi starts and their whole meditation goes on. And Krishna has to appear when gopis do Harikatha. Harikatha is so powerful, so powerful. You know, we have Lord Jagannath because there was Harikatha, because queens wanted to hear about Krishna. And then Krishna appeared. And that's how Lord Jagannath appears. Because Subhadra Mai was guarding the door. And Krishna put his ear on the door. Balram put his ear on the door. And in the same purport, Prabhupada writes, actually nothing is separate from Krishna. When a devotee sees a tree, he knows that it is a combination of two energies. The material, which means earth, air, water, fire, etc., energies, and the spiritual. The spiritual spark, which is part and parcel of Krishna. This is the superior energy of Krishna within this world. Actually, we have a lot of trees around. Please look at a tree and try to see the spiritual spark in the tree and try to see that this is Krishna. I can't do that yet, but I guess that's the level I want to go to. Or try to look at each other and try to see Krishna. Hare Bol, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. A devotee who has purified his existence through devotional service sees only Krishna in every step of life. Krishna, Krishna. And then in this purport, it talks about how animals, ferocious animals, do not harm the devotee. And I was thinking about Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur used to chant Harinam in a hollow tree, which was hollowed out like a cave.
It was a big tree. And it was like a, it had become like a cave, this hollow part. And this, and Prabhupada writes that this is still exists near Fulia, if you wanted to go. And on the bank of the Ganga, and one can get there by train from Shantipur. So there you have the map, GPS. And it says that there was a poisonous tree, a snake, also living within the roots of this tree. So there's a poisonous snake. And the devotees were fearful of this snake. And they said, Haridas Thakur, please do something. Please do something. We cannot remain here for very long. And then, when Haridas Thakur saw the distress of the devotees, he just said, he called out to the snake and spoke to him, "My dear sir, if in fact you are residing here, then I am requesting that you please leave by tomorrow. Otherwise, I myself will definitely leave here." So then this is talking to snakes. It's also seen in actually one of the movies, like somebody knows how to talk to snakes, slithering tongue. So hearing the words of Haridas Thakur, that snake immediately came out of its hole, and after offering namaskar to the Thakur, it went elsewhere. Seeing the pastime, the devotees were stuck with wonder. And they developed profound and deep devotion for Haridas Thakur. Please don't try if you see a snake here in Alachua. Then Lord Rama had, yesterday was Ram Navami, Jai Shri Ram. So there is a Lord Ram's great devotee, the old lady. Anybody knows name? Shabari, yeah, yes, right. Old Shabari, she lived near, in a hut, in the jungle, right? Near Pampa Sarovar. And that time, millions of years ago, can you imagine a woman living in the village, in the jungle? And she had barely anything, just a small straw, clean hut. And she had only access to the berries. That's it. Some fruits, some jungle fruits. And, you know, the famous story, how she offered the half-eaten berries to Lord Ram. But this Pampa Sarovar, that's where she used to live. And my Guru Maharaj, in 1990, was taking yatra of 200 devotees near Pampa Sarovar. And the Harikatha went on for a couple of hours. It was a hot day. And everyone was really praising this devotee and how she must have lived here. So Pampa Sarovar must have been purified, because she used to fetch water from there, and they really wanted to just take the bath in Pampa Sarovar, because there is no hut left after millions of years, right? And they took the bath, and they came out, and the locals were looking at them, are they crazy? That lake is infested with crocodiles. Can you imagine? And crocodiles do attack humans, especially when you are in their territory, like Gajendra, you know, got attacked by crocodile. And all these devotees came out unharmed. So Krishna always protects his devotees. And another funny story, Radhana Swami was saying, in New Zealand, there are always shark attacks. Very pure country, very beautiful, environmentally clean, healthy country. But there are always shark attack happening. So then one devotee told him this, but I swim. So Maharaj said, oh, so when you're swimming, you're shark conscious. And he said, he just smiled. And he said, okay. You know, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I'm the shark among the animals. So, you know, that's that. And then he goes, just tell him that don't make me bhoga, you know, you're Krishna in the form of shark. Don't make me bhoga today, please. And so we have also another pastime of His Holiness Indradyumna Swami going to the Amazon forest. Amazing, amazing pastime. Could go on for hours, very short, in the very short form. He went to Brazil once, and he had this deep burning desire to give Krishna consciousness in Amazon forest. So he is at this, you know, poor ISKCON center in Manuas, and somehow on Sundays governor wife comes there, and she hears this willpower, and she says, "Okay, Maharaj." Her name is Mrs. Tarsila Mendez, and she's a regular visitor. And she says, "Okay, Maharaj, I'll arrange a boat, and I will help you if you want to go preach there." And Maharaj is like, "Okay." And lo, behold, the boat comes. She says, "Not only I have given you the boat, I have given you the captain, a crew of six, the bhoga, money for fuel, cooking facility." So, and not only that, they asked the crew to be vegetarian for the entire trip. And these are people from military. And so they go, start going in this, the huge, gigantic river. And its journey is dangerous. Sometimes they hit the swamp. Sometimes they hit the changing path rapidly, fast flow. And this is just the beginning of the journey. And then captain says, "No, please note, there are piranhas who would devour anyone in minutes. There are piranhas. And there are the piraibias, who are flesh-eating fish." Gulnar, you're leaving? Okay. Happy journey. She is an amazing devotee coming from Asheville sometimes. But we knew that even the facilities we had, the voyage wasn't without risk. And then they stopped somewhere, and it was fresh water. And it felt like a small lake to Indradyumna Swami. So he just swam there, you know. And then he came back. And the captain goes, "Come here right now. See those? Those are piranhas, this gigantic fish. They are right there where you were swimming." And you know, Maharaj is saved. This is so amazing. And then Maharaj goes, and in the jungles, he's chanting, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare." And the locals are coming. These are, some of them are, cannibals. Some are, whoever it is, they start coming. They start gathering. And they start going, doing the Harinam for a couple of hours. So please sing, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then by that time, everyone was hungry. And they stopped to distribute prasadam, and everybody ate heartily. Now contrast this with a very rich person in 1960s named Rockefeller. He had so much money, he could have bought a country and its military, right? His son, in 1961, went to New Guinea to study the cannibals. And he died a horrible death. It was all over the newspapers by those same cannibals. So can you imagine? Just contrast that. A pure devotee without anything, you know, just going everywhere, going to cannibals in Amazon forest and distributing Krishna's prasadam, everything. And here is a person whom hundreds of millions of dollars could not protect. Everything he had, family, could not protect. And his father said, "I will never find another happy day again in my life because my son is dead. Because my son is dead." The most precious thing we have is not money. It's not, it's this opportunity we have to give Krishna consciousness. without fear, without anything. And you know, we all know Prahlad Maharaj was put in the snake pits. But you know, even our Srila Prabhupada, the cobras appeared in his quarters. In Kartik 1974, in Mayapur, he was given two rooms. Next to him was two brahmachari rooms. On both ends were the toilets. And in one of the toilets, 6 feet long deadly cobra appeared. 6 feet long, deadly cobra. And the devotees are scrambling, actually really scared. One devotee informs Prabhupada, there is a snake, there is a long, 6 foot long, poisonous, deadly cobra. And Prabhupada is chanting, and Rasaparayana Prabhu comes, and like a Kshatriya, come, let's kill him, you know, with a knife, snake, they go. And the devotees are thinking, did the communist people send them? Did the other, some envious person send them? And they are scrambling, they find the snake in one of the toilets in the stall, and he kills one snake. And then Prabhupada says, remember, they travel in the pairs. So everybody is still scared. Where is the second snake? So they go, and they find the second snake again, another just going into the pipe. And then Prabhupada says, oh, they always come with some mission. You know, these pairs, they sometime come just to kill one person. And then he said, sometimes this snake's mission is to kill a certain person. They will not stop until they succeed, particularly at the end of snake's life. Sometimes the snake grows wings, like a takshaka bird, snake bird. And the snake will kill that particular person and go off to die. And then a few times Prabhupada said, do you hear that sound? And everybody would become silent, and he would say, that is a snake bird. It has a special sound. All the devotees present would become very quiet for a time. And the funniest thing is that night, Prabhupada was taking the massage, and he said, so, what shall I do if that snake comes here, that cobra comes here? Only one snake has been killed. And perhaps the other will kill and get me tonight. And he was just enjoying the remembrance and everybody's anxiety. Can you imagine? I mean, we cannot probably relate to Prahlad Maharaj being in the snake pit, but I can relate to this. And then he said, I don't know, the servant said, I don't know what will happen. And he said, Prabhupada said, well, we are not afraid of snake bite. We are not afraid of snake bite. We will not worry about it. If it comes, it comes. We will just chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So we don't worry about it, we just chant. And then, you know, I sometimes think that how amazing it is that he was not even bothered by a snake, Prabhupada. And Prankajangri Prabhu gave a class, and he said that a pure devotee suffers for everybody. A pure devotee suffers for everybody, and he is not willing to take rest unless he sees everybody's suffering go away. One time there is an incident of monkey chewing on Srila Prabhupada's shoes. Do you know? This in Vrindavan, this pastime happened. Prabhupada said, rascal, this monkey took my shoe, and bring my cane and peda. And he gave the peda to the monkey, and monkey took the peda. He was about to drop off the shoe, and then he kept the shoe. And then later he took the peda, ate all the pedas, and he was biting on the shoe. When Prabhupada saw that, he just gave up. And he wore that shoe for another 1 year, and that day servant had asked when this incident happened, Prabhupada, is it true that some yogis come back to Vrindavan in the form of a monkey? And Prabhupada said, that is true. And then, we don't know who that monkey was. I wish to get that fortune of chewing on Srila Prabhupada's shoe. And I will end with reading one pastime. If you would like to share, please keep it ready. I really appreciate your feedback and your comments. Deeply appreciate it. So, the last one is the devotees in Lord Chaitanya's time were leaving for Bengal after Rath Yatra. And Lord Chaitanya started glorifying Vasudev Datta as if he had many, many mouths. And Vasudev Datta immediately became very much embarrassed and shy. And then he submitted himself, touching the Lord's lotus feet, and said, my dear Lord, you incarnate just to deliver all conditioned souls. I now have one petition which I wish you would accept. My dear Lord, let me suffer perpetually in a hellish condition, accepting all the sinful reactions of all living entities. Please finish their diseased material life. So Srila Vasudev Datta just had this one desire. They say we have millions of desire, as many sands are in the grain and on the earth, or as many waves are in the ocean. But Vasudev Datta had just one fixed desire. Let me suffer for others. And in the purport, Prabhupada beautifully writes that this is the significant difference between Srila Vasudev Datta and Lord Jesus Christ. There's a significant difference between Vasudev Datta and Jesus Christ, because Jesus asked Lord to pardon the sins of men, right? It is a great offense to receive pardon for sins and then commit the same sins again. Such an offense is more dangerous than the sinful activity itself. Vasudev Datta was so liberal, so compassionate that he requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to transfer all offensive activity upon him so that the conditioned souls would be purified and go back home, back to Godhead. This prayer was certainly without duplicity. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his heart became soft, tears flowed from his eyes, and he began to tremble. And a faltering voice, he spoke as follows. Such a statement is not at all astonishing, because you are the incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj. You are the incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj, and it appears that Lord Krishna has bestowed complete mercy upon you. There's no doubt about it. Whosoever welfare you desire immediately becomes Vaishnava. And Krishna delivers all Vaishnavas from the reactions of their past sinful activities. And then he said, I am Vasudev Datta's man, Lord Chaitanya said. He would refer to Vasudev Datta and say, I am Vasudev Datta's man. My body is exclusively meant for the pleasure of Vasudev Datta. By his qualities, he has purchased me. And now he can sell me anywhere. I repeat, it is the truth. He said three times, my body is the property of Vasudev Datta. And I pray that I become like that. Srila Prabhupada, my Guru Maharaj, please make my body your instrument in Krishna's service. And again, Pankajagri Prabhu said, genuine compassion is not possible until one is devotee. Actually, pure devotee suffers until everyone is purified. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for listening.
Yes, ma'am. Prabhu.
Thank you, Nandanikeshwari. initially, you were talking about remembering Krishna. I'd just like to hear more about what does it really mean to remember Krishna? I look at the trees, or I look at this, or I drink water. What, in your understanding or your realization, what does it mean to remember?
Hare Krishna. Wow, such a deep, deep question. Thought-provoking. For me, one of the things I do when I'm trying to do something is I ask, what would Mother Madhumati do? What would Mother Ragatmika do in this situation? It's really the worst comes when we are judging somebody or we are thinking of somebody when in a critical mood. And they may have done something out of our expectations. And that's when it's very hard to relate how Krishna is in heart of that living entity. So, if I'm put in that situation, tens of times I have to think, okay, how can I avoid the offense so as to insult them or anything like that, how to avoid that offense. And then, fortunately, nothing is in my control. You know, Krishna, if this is your desire, please let me forget and forgive and move on. Now, you said about the trees. I try to remember that when in the morning I'm taking care of trees around my house, I give them water because they are Krishna's devotees. You know, they are going to give produce to Krishna. If I'm trying to drive, I remember to drive very carefully because, you know, we don't want to hurt living entities. And the last thing I'm working on is mosquitoes in Kartik time when I go to India. They come in stampedes. They just come in stampedes. And before I see, my hands are full with red, red, big things. And it's just so hard not to just do that, you know, to let the mosquito go. So I'm working on that. If anybody of you have advice, give me the advice. It's very difficult to always remember that. But that's what I do. Thank you. Hare Prabhu. Is there anything online? Oh, Ragatmika Prabhu.
Just in general, the process of smaranam follows shravanam kirtanam. So as the shravanam and kirtanam increases, then the smaranam of whatever it is, your shravanam and kirtanam, whatever you're hearing, that's what you're going to remember. So if we hear Harikatha and recite and speak it, repeat it, then the remembrance will increase as well.
Thank you so much. Such a good point. When Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, he was asked to initiate Srila Prabhupada, and he said, I know Abhay Babu, he hears very nicely. He hears very nicely. And not only that time he said that and he gave initiation, again when Prabhupada's article came for BTG, to be published in BTG, same thing Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said. Print anything that he writes because he hears so nicely. So such an important point. If we hear about Krishna all the time, we'll always remember Krishna. Thank you so much for your very kind attention this morning. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Vanchakalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhyaya vacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namah ananta koti vaishnava.